I'm waiting for thee, Lord, thy beauty to see. Lord, I'm waiting for thee, for thy coming again. Thou art God over there, Lord, a place to prepare. Lord, thy home I shall share at thy coming again. Mid danger and fear, Lord, I'm oft weary here. Lord, the day must be near of thy coming.
Let's pray. Our God and our Father, we ask for liberty of the Holy Spirit and those thoughts that were laid on one's heart might come out. So we pray these things and look to thy coming, Lord Jesus, come. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's turn to John's Gospel, chapter 14. The Lord saved me when I was 19, and I was in Christendom there in the Navy, going to the Navy Chapel. And the Lord gave me a sense that there was confusion about the Lord's coming. And so I was, it was either Saturday or the Lord's Day, and I'd prayed and asked the Lord, what is the truth about the Lord's coming? So, in the military, we live in barracks, and so they had cubicles in the Navy, so you didn't have several men in the same room. And this one sailor came in there to my cubicle Monday afternoon, and he was a believer. So he knew the Lord Jesus as a Savior. Instantaneous love and fellowship. And I asked him about it, and he turned to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and taught me the truth about the rapture. Right after I was saved. And sad to say, it was never gathered, but it was a truth we always shared. And now here in North Carolina here, there's little Baptist churches all over. You'd think if all of these little Baptist churches, 5, 6, 7 miles apart, is a picture of what the saints of God should be doing is all gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus, if the church was really gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus. But we're in a day of ruin and loss. But all these Christians I meet in North Carolina, they hold the truth, maybe not exactly or correctly, but they look for the rapture of the Lord Jesus to come. So let's read chapter 14, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And so, this, I think, is the first mention. And it's by the Lord Jesus Christ himself telling us he's coming for us in the rapture. So, now let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Now, we will read verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Now there's a parenthesis, or there should be a parenthesis. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Verse 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. So, we get it laid out here for us that in this, the saints in Thessalonia, we were worried about those that had, were asleep in the Lord. And so he's clarifying the matter that they're not going to be left out when the Lord Jesus comes in to take the saints in the rapture. So verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. And so with the shout, it is for the saints of God that are part of the church that are not here with us today. And then the voice of the archangel. The voice of the archangel is for the Old Testament saints because they knew the Lord. They knew the Lord's voice as the archangel, as an angel of the Lord, as he was revealed to them. And then we get, and with the trump of God. And so we which are alive and remain hear the trump of God. And so we're all caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, but the dead in Christ shall rise first. So they're raised up, we're all caught up together, and we all enter into heaven with the Lord Jesus. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22. Verse 5. Correction. Verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he who keepeth the words, keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every one according as his work shall be. Verse 20. And this is a verse of the Lord Jesus himself speaking. And one more remark about 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The Apostle Paul has this revelation. It's a divine revelation to him. So we have the Lord Jesus telling us in the Word of God in John's Gospel that he's coming for us. And then he gives the Apostle Paul a divine revelation, and then he uses the whole revelation here to the John, the Apostle John. And we have the words of the Lord Jesus again in verse 20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.